Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Schult. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up towards first. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Grube and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Grube and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hodapp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb bunts towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin has Hodapp trapped. There's the throw to Farrell and back over to Sherin, who tags Hodapp for the out. Kress moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimes moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-3 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Blaeholder moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blea Holder moves to third. Garms moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Lou Blue pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 4 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Self moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.